At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As you've been hearing ad nauseam, Ireland's Eurovision semi-final is on tonight, and if we don't qualify for the final, it will ignite that debate about what kinds of songs we should be putting forward. Well, maybe science can help. Joe Bennett is a musicologist at the Berklee College of Music in Boston and has analysed hundreds of Eurovision songs. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hello, Sean. Good to speak to you.
So can you categorise Eurovision songs can you put them into different categories?
Yeah, I think a lot of people who are fans of the show and the contest will recognise a lot of what I call the Eurovision archetypes. So in 2020, I did a 10-year study into 259 Eurovision finalists. That's those songs that make the final on the Saturday night after the two semis. And of course, we have one of those tonight. And so we categorised all the data points from these 259 finalists over the 10-year period, 2010 to 2019. And we came up with what we think we can defend as six categories. So the most famous one that everyone will recognise is called Europop, which is the big danceable numbers. Mm. The Scandinavians are particularly strong at this, as we know. There's a thing called ethnopop, which is sort of a pop song that starts with an ethnic instrument, you know. And in fact, the Irish are pretty good at this. You often hear, you know, a flute or a fiddle or something associated with Irish culture. Everyone will recognize the big ballad, you know, singer begins in follow spot, tells a sad story of love and loss. The anthem, which is hands across the nations, let's all be as one Europe sort of thing. There's a 70s genre which is called Schlager, which is the sort of boom, banger, bang, novelty, silly, oom-papa song. And then the French particularly excel in a sub-genre of ballad, which is called chanson, the sort of Edith Piaf tragic figure story. And they do it so well. You know,
they do, and they haven't changed it at all. They really should just send on their singer smoking a cigarette and looking tragic to complete the thing. Is it the year? But is it? Are we living in the era now where the Europop song is dominating?
Yeah, and certainly that's what the data showed us in our study, and it shows no sign of abating. Sometimes called Europop, I like to refer to it as the Euro banger. So it's characterised as a 4-4 time song, faster than 120 beats per minute, usually, with the famous four on the floor bass drum, doom, 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 and usually with an electro pop stroke disco influence. And you know, the unquestionable champions of doing this are the Scandies and particularly the Swedes. So in the last 10 years we've had three Swedish winners that come into this category: Euphoria in 2012, Heroes in 2015, and Tattoo in 2023, two of them by the same artist, Loreen.
Yeah.
And the Scandies do this stuff really well, I have to say. Although, I've got to say, Ireland's 2025 entry is looking a little bit more Euro banger than we expect from the Irish, usually.
Yeah, but she's not Irish. She's from Denmark, so kill surprise there. And key changes are completely gone now.
Well, yeah, I think if you ask a lot of people what's the big cliche in Eurovision music that isn't present in most pop music, it's the kicking it up a semitone in the last chorus, sometimes up a minor third or a whole tone. Yeah, so just changing key as that sort of songwriter's cheap shot way of adding energy. And because it's such a known quantity, and it was done so much, particularly in the 70s, it's something of a cliche now. What I really enjoy about Eurovision, though, is people are still doing it. You know, people are still throwing it in. But the last time that we had a winner to do that was in way back in 2007. So I don't think there's actually been a key change song as a winner for more than that time. What's that, 18 years?
Joe, thanks very much for speaking with us today. And I should point out that Emmy is Norwegian. Sorry for my Scandi stereotyping there. Joe Bennett is a musicologist in Berklee College in Boston.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025 and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.